Okay, I was asked to speak a bit about the events of Chodesh Iyar as they are celebrated here in this yeshiva and elsewhere throughout the world, and what we have to say about all these things. Some of you may have been here 4 years ago. Anybody in the room? I spoke about these topics in it has become the annual Suras Hodaya. Takes place on Hey Iyar. The credit goes to Rabbi David Miller, who introduced it. And the first year, Rav Shechter Shlita spoke, and then they asked me to speak. And there's been speakers in the interim since then. So, talk about, like everything else in our yeshiva, we talk about Mesorah. And my Rebbe darshan on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I put in, I couldn't find the Hebrew, but I found it in English for those who want. It was printed by SOY 9 years ago. Called Odi Yofek, which was the Rav's Drasha on Yom Ha'atzmaut here in the yeshiva in 1956. So, I think it's, I bought a copy for those who want to borrow it to read it in English, although it's certainly better to read it in Hebrew, which is so lyrical and beautiful. And although it's an excellent translation, nonetheless, don't have it. It's not the same. And he has with the fame called Odi Dofek, six knocks that the Rav has. Amazing what happened politically. The Rav said the United Nations was created just for this purpose. Now, 60 more years later, plus, probably still true. I don't know if they've done it in the last 61 years. For good. But whatever it is, they had a reason. And the miracles of the war, the theological miracle that destroyed the entire Christian theology, it prevented assimilation. And as the Rav says so dramatically, Dam Yehudi is not Hefker. And finally, the idea of the law of the return of Jews come from all over the world. Those are Rav's six knocks. At the same time, many years later, 1978, that's 22 years after 1956, 22 years is a perek zman in halacha, 22 years, if you know Chumash and Rashi, if you know Gemara, 22 years is a significant amount of time in Jewish perspective. There was a very interesting incident where the Rav was asked about how to celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, the yeshiva, and he told them, if you want to say halal, you say it after davening without a bracha. They didn't listen to him. Can you imagine that? It's mind-boggling. So he went to town in Shia that day. I wasn't there, but a young man named David Holzer, the uncle of our longtime Shira sister Nissan, has a book called Thinking Aloud, I think that's what it's called. They have some of the Rav's stuff, and he has a transcript. Can you imagine that? Transcript. I think it's 60 pages. It was just, Rav got a lot of things off his chest that day. He was against changes in the davening, especially halal with the bracha. He didn't like it. He's against the whole idea of messianism, and against the idea of what we call today shlilat hagalut. In other words, nullifying the validity of Jewish life in the diaspora. With all the six knocks, this means, yes, we're in a unique historical period, different than what came before, fundamentally. Doesn't mean that a person living in Golos has no value, and that life in Golos has no value. So that's what he spoke about at the time. I was asked to speak just past Sunday, just now, 4 days ago, in B'nai Yeshurim, the Torah was about the mitzvah of Aliyah v'zman hazeh. You can get it on the Torah web. Not going to repeat it. But the bottom line is, I was quoting from Rav Moshe Zatzal and my Rebbe, the Rav Zatzal, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, all three said the same thing. But in their opinion, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is called a mitzvah kiyumis, which I called an elective. Not that you have to do it. You know, yeah, certain things you just have to do. If you eat bread, you have to bench. You have to say Kriya Shema every day. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. Some things, you know, to learn, to give tzedakah, you know, so it's all very important. Not to belittle their importance. But at the same time, it's not an absolute obligation. That could be why the Rambam didn't count it in his minyan Taryag. I'm not going to go into the details of that whole machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, but the Megillas Esther, so it doesn't apply nowadays to the Sholos Shavuos. But bottom line is, we certainly believe it's a mitzvah kiyumis to live in Eretz Yisrael. This man has that. It can be fulfilled completely. The person both lives there, owns an apartment there, makes a parnasa there. That's the full individual fulfillment of this mitzvah. There's obviously a communal fulfillment of conquering the land. That's a bit of a question, as man as that. There could be partial fulfillments if a person lives there, does not own land. If he lives there, does not make his parnasa from there. You know, to be called to the Teha Motzi Lechem Mechutz Laretz, which many people do, they commute. And then what if you live here but support the yishuv there? That's also a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, for myself personally, that's about all I have right now. But I quoted there, as per Rav Shechter's insistence, that the letter from Rav Chaim Oizer, quoting from the Maram Shik Siman Reish Chafei, it says a person who occupies a position of teaching Torah and running a shul, a community, is not allowed to leave. Captain can't abandon the ship, even though it's important to live in Eretz Yisrael. Had it been a chiyuv, I don't know if those statements could be made. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. There are other mitzvahs kiyumios. A person can say, if I live in America, I can make a good living and give a lot of tzedakah. If I go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll barely keep my above water, won't give a penny tzedakah. I mean, or I could have a Torah career in America. If I go there, it's all, I have to be in a different field. I go into computers. I want to be in a Torah field. These are you know, mitzvahs kiyumios. People have options of what they can choose. Interestingly, when I came to yeshiva for the first time, and my first Yom HaSid was 1965 here in the yeshiva, and Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik was my Rebbe. He used to give a hashkafa shir on every Thursday, and he, part of it is printed in his sefer, that even though the founders of the Zionist movement were largely irreligious, he quoted from the Haftorah we just read, Rabbah Mitzorayim, who saved the Jewish community of their place from starvation. And they were Geichas, the Yubonav, and Chazal have not such nice things to say about them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send the Geula to anybody. To anybody. He added, the Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin, I guess if you would like to be source-based, to see what the Gemara says in the Seven of Sanhedrin. The Pasuk says, Omra Baba, Eloha Kates, Megula Mizeh Shenema. Atem hori Yisrael anfachem titenu perichem tisu l'ami Yisrael v'gomen. Okay, what does Rashi say? Shetiten eretz Yisrael piria b'ayin yofe oz yikra v'keit v'elechol keitz v'gulios. Now we all know that Israel was barren and fallow and there was almost nothing growing for 1800 years approximately. Nothing, there was nothing there. The Goyim tried. Rashi says in Chumash that when the Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in part of the Tochacha that the land will be desolate, that's a bracha. The Goyim are going to come in, they're not going to succeed in making it really productive. And after 1800 years of being non-productive, all of a sudden it became productive. When the first Zionist settlers came and planted in the Galil and drained some of the swamps, everyone knows that. I can give you any Zionist history over here. I read recently that there was an interchange on the internet, an exchange between a man named Rabbi Kobri and a man named Rabbi Gold. It was very interesting. Rabbi Gold was upset that Rabbi Kobri was completely neutral about the what's going on in Eretz Yisrael all these years, and didn't think it had any significance theologically. And Rabbi Gold responded with this Rashi, and he made it very dramatic that the land was fallow, and he made it as if the people were waiting, we're waiting. 1800 years, the land is waiting. You know, Moshivi Akeres Habayis, Eimah Bonim Smecha. The kids, our children are coming back, and it should not be minimalized. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Yikra Vakeitz. Doesn't mean the Keitz is today. No one would say that, but it's close. Close. They tell a story. You know, we're not supposed to try to figure out the case. The story is told that the following mashal: somebody was going with his little young son on a long trip, and it's really a long trip. And after 10 minutes, the son asks the father, "Are we there yet?" So he gives him a patch. We told him about what. Just left after 20 with him. Days later, they're getting close to a Yishuv, so the father asks the conductor, "Are we there yet?" So the son says, "Abba, you told me I'm not supposed to ask, are you there yet?" "Yeah, that was 10 minutes after we left, and now we've been on the road for so long, maybe we're really close." So that's what some will say about, even though we're not supposed to be B'chashim as Hakitzim, it's not a good thing, but we're already in the Chaketz, Begulu is as Yikra Chaketz. So we're somewhere near there. Of course, the near can take a very long time. Still, we don't know exactly. And Rabbi Rabban Soloveitchik quoted this Gemara. Same daf. Two questions to raise in a row. Ksiv Be'ita or Ksiv Achishena? Zocha V'Achishena or Zocha Be'ita? Another kasha. Ksiv V'Orma Emanon Ishmaya. The Mashiach is going to come from the down from the clouds. Uksiv ani rochem alachamor. Zachu Shmaya. Lo zachu ani rochem alachamor. So my Rebbe Rabban said, really in the Or HaChaim in Parshas Balak, there are two different kinds of gula. One is a natural kind. He assumed naturally it was Behita, nice and slow. Ani rochem alachamor. Remember, Rebbe said a chamor, it moves, it stops, you have to give him a kick to go further. It just goes back. It's not so easy with a chamor. That's one way, and that's to be the natural way. And the other way is pshii. It comes from Mishnah Shemayim, and it could be any moment. It could be right now. No, it could have been 1,000 years ago. Boom. So there are two different kinds of gula. We don't know exactly which one is going to be. We just don't know. Now, is there? I'm just kidding from what my Rebbe said. Is there a din of Hallel? So he thought that not necessarily. I think it's a chiyuv Hallel. Some say again. There's no chiyuv halal because it's not yet a geula shleim. It's only a keitz. It's not a geula ruchnis. It's not a spiritual geula yet. And there are different views. There's a satna position that it's all a ma'aseh satan. And Rabbi Lam actually wrote about it, believe it or not, in tradition. I kid you not, 1971. And the different things. So before we get to the halal, I want to give you again a summary of what I spoke about 4 years ago that I remember hearing from my Rebbe Rabban Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's 7 years old, just this week, that if you want to celebrate Yom HaTzmut, you have to have not only faith and belief in the past, but also faith in the future. And he said the same thing in a sicha, which was printed from him some more than 30 years later. And again, based on past and based on future. And I believe that everyone should look at Rabbi Shechter's Maimon B'Ikvei Hatzon in order to establish a Yom Tov. That's, I brought you one saved from the library. It's called Hilchas Yom Atzmut V'Yom Yerushalayim. It's printed by Rav Nochum Rakova. It's a collection. It was printed in Tovshin Lamed Gimel. If you'd reprint it today, you'd have to put in Rabbi Shechter's Maimon for sure. And B'Ikvei Hatzon. Because there's a whole, the first half of the Sefer about establishing a Yom Tov. There are two separate issues here in Halacha. Establishing a Yom Tov and saying Hala. That's what the Sefer is primarily about. So, to establish a Yom Tov, there's a question about Tosef. It's around Banu Chumash. Can you make up your Yom Tov out of the clear blue sky? Rav Shechter's main thesis in his beautiful Maimer is that since Butler Megillah's Tainus, all the Yom Tov that they had when they were saved from various crises became Batal when the Beis Hamikdash was Batal. But the Gemara says, what about Purim and Chanukah? So the upshot, if you look at them, some of the Mefarshim, is that they exist because they are connected to the Beis Hamikdash. Purim came at a time, the preparation for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And even Chanukah, it's a reference to Arachdin Elim Shichi, it's a reference to the final Geula, you know, Reb Chaim's Pshat in the Haftorah for Chanukah. So that's what was printed in Rav Shechter's Maimer in B'Ikvei Hatzon. The three mitzvahs, we have to come establish a melech, knock on Amalek, and build a base of Bechira. Whatever leading up to that is good, and he felt that the establishment of an independent Jewish state is a bechina of melech. Melech is lav davka. Go to Ramban and Korach. A shofet is the same. You don't have malchus based David. Go to Yerushalmi. And then the Siva speaks about this in Megillas Esther in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Tes. And this leads to the very fascinating dispute. And I brought some Maror Makomos here as well, but I want to look at it later on. Rav Shechter is working with an assumption that once we achieved a certain level of what's called binyan ha'aretz, and the definition of binyano, according to the Magen Avraham, is under independent Jewish control, there's not going to be a chalila v'chas, a third churban. And there are significant sources for that. There's not going to be a third churban, and therefore. Based upon both the agricultural development, the kibbutz goliath development, which the Gemara speaks about in Megillah Yud Zayin and Beis as being a stepping stone. Perhaps this is what we're looking at, is the beginning of this process which will lead to the coming of the Mashiach. I'd like to share the words of the Or HaChaim. Pasha's Balak. The words are instructive. Watch this. Quote from Marsan Hedda, we just mentioned. The Itas when Rochok Muflok. The Or HaChaim is already living when he's living. Mea Ashishi Sa'elef Ashishi. At the beginning of the 6th century of the Elef Ashishi. Right. That means it's more than 500 years. It's past the year 1740. Okay? So the two Kitzim. If it's Arenu Eino Ata, it's Manacher. It could be right away. Lo Ata means not now. It could be tomorrow. So therefore, you Nigolim Miyad. That's what's called. But that's Achishena. Ita is Ashurenu, looking from far away, below Korav, it's not even close. Okay, that's the two possibilities. Let's go further. More Sanhedrin. If it'll be Zchus Yisrael, it'll be Mufla B'malo, it'll come in Hashemayim. Great. Close for Zohar. If it'll be Mitzad HaKeitz, we're not really Roy, it won't be in that fashion. That's what's called Oni Rochav Al HaChamor. Exactly what my Rebbe said, word for word, is here in the Or HaChaim. So Gulas HaChishena, Zchus Yisrael, Dorach Kochav, Min HaShemayim, like a star, shooting star, Nes Mufla. What if it's Be'ita, below Korov, come Shevet Mi Yisrael, watch this, Sheyokum Shevet Echad Mi Yisrael, Giderach HaKomem Ba'olam, Derech HaTeva, Al Derech Omro, Ushval Anoshim, Yokim Oleho, Oni Rochav Al-Chamor, V'yokum V'yimloch V'yasem HaShnem, and B'samach, he's going to be militarily victorious. That's exactly what we see happening. That's what we see happening. Exactly what we see. That there's amazing victories of the Israeli army, which are not understandable, but derech hateva really. Just they don't fit the normal standards of military strategy. That's we see the unfolding of this kind of a scenario. This kind of a scenario. So therefore, it should be in some way like Purim. Purim was somehow an introduction for the bias Hasheni, Chanukah, which except the remes to Mikdash HaShlishi, okay, and therefore we should have a celebration. Where these celebrations come from, the whole idea of celebrating for the Binyan HaMikdash, where is it coming from? One second, if I can get it right. Let's try this. Writes, whenever there's any kind of a dedication of the Mikdash, so it's time for a. Here it is. Whenever there's a Inyan Zu Mitzvah, whenever there's something related to the Chinuch HaMikdash, Shlomo did it, they did it in the Mishkan. We should always do it, and even now, we're somewhere along the line. Okay, Atka. This is where Rav Shefta sleep. So where do I fit in? So I quoted then from a remarkable exchange, again, which I have if you want, three articles in a row, which came from Sohar. So it comes out in Eretz Yisrael. Three articles in a row. One, two, three. First one is titled Lo Tia Golus No Sefes. Because Rav Herzog said in World War II, he was in Chutzlars, and he said, stay here, it's too dangerous there. No. But Rommel is marching on, you know, Rommel, the Nazi general, is marching in South Africa, in North Africa. He'll never get there. He's a Mesorah, there's not going to be another Churban. And there's a pilpul, that's true or not true. That was based upon the agricultural, you know, renewal and the fact that Jews had come back, although not that many at that time. There were maybe about 500,000 Jews there at the time, approximately. But even before independence, then someone writes back to, how do you know? And he writes back again. So there's three articles in a row for those who want to read this. Again, I brought this out of my file. Those who want to read, I'm going to give you the entire argument about it. There are sources that say there's not going to be more than two galusin, right? Gula shlishis ein la hefsek. And I always, before I even saw these mamorim, I always quoted the Rashi in Eicha. That was my source always. To say, Tama Bonech Bas, this is an amazing Pesach in Eicha, written by Yirmiyahu, is prophesying about Edom, Right? That's a bayis sheni. Lo yosif laglosech. That's it. There's not going to be an additional golus after the return from that golus. Of course, the big question is, have we returned? Of course, many, many people have returned. What does it say over here? Lo yosif laglosech migolus edom lahalon od. So the question, have we returned? Not everyone's returned. Many have returned. Okay? So that's the question. That's the question. Oh. Of course, the question will be, Shem Yigor Machet. Bar Kokhva, they thought it was Mashiach, but Yigor Machet. Rikitza is a machlokes between these various writers. And similarly, this is what I brought into you. I brought in the Tzohar. But if you look at something called Hamayan, which is comes from Shalavim, in 2011, there were three articles about the same thing. So someone asked the question. We say every day, Kriyashu Avadat Mehera. That's not relevant anymore. It's obviously the possibility exists. Teretz is that if it's a miracle, it's not going to come back anymore. But once it's a natural system, it's not guaranteed. I, the Ketzer, have a gula. Chalila v'chas to be stillborn. Others say no. Even when Mashiach comes, the Rambam writes, it's going to be a natural existence. So the response to that was, the Rambam is not the main thrust of Jewish thought. Huh? The Rambam is not the main thrust of Jewish thought. That's a pretty strong statement. Pretty strong statement. I don't know. It's hard to say that. We don't know. There are different opinions. We said there are two possibilities. Right, two possibilities. The Rambam writes in Nichos Yisori HaTorah, that in the Vua Litova, it's impossible, it won't be fulfilled. Aye, but it's Bechira Chavshis, it's Shema Yigur Machet. Apparently not. Bekitza Nimr, it's Nida Mesorah. I don't have a Mesorah. It's possible to say, according to the Rambam, that even if the Emosa Mashiach is what's called Derech HaTeva, that once it begins, it's going to continue. Notwithstanding the question of what Yigur Machet. Could be that Schar V'Onish is of course to individuals, and therefore once we reach a certain stage in this natural process, it becomes irreversible. Whereas according to what the track is called, the Kivur HaMerkazi, the central thought, they say based upon the Maral Prague, you know, that's a big fight. If the Rambam and the Maral are on opposite sides, what's the main way to think? I was taught the Rambam is the way to think. I wasn't brought up with the Maral. But in today's world, Maral is becoming very popular, especially in certain circles in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, they have to come with a miracle, then until that miracle happens, everything is potentially reversible. Remember, Rashi says in Chumash that the third mikdash is going to come straight out from Shemayim. You don't need a melech, you don't need a mechias hamolek. All those stages that the Rambam had. So maybe Rashi holds like the so-called the Mara. We don't know. We just don't know. Maybe we're still in Golas Edom. The majority of Jews are still in Chutz Lo'aretz, apparently. The Ramban writes the Gula is the base of Mikdash, and since we don't have that yet, we just don't know. It's true, Rav Shech Tashlit according to the Nesivus, and his parish on the Gilas Esther. But let's take a look carefully what he says. If I can find it for you, let's see if they find it. If they have it, I don't know if they have it here. Let's see what they have on links. Never know. Can't show it to you, but if you look carefully in the words of the Nesivus, he says the yontif ended up being bottle. They did not establish the yontif. Esther wanted to establish the yontif, but they did not. So the kitzur, there's no clear mesorah. So that's what I spoke about some years ago. But then I found amazingly something quite remarkable. Take a look at this one now. The opposite. So you know, it's never, you can never be sure. In Sefer Devarim, Perek Yutes, look at this now. Watch this. V'im yachiv kasha nishmala avosecha. What does this mean? You get three more nations will be conquered all the way in the east. Shnei alfane gulos. V'ita. Watch this now. Im lo zachu. Okay. Says the Meshachah with exactly the opposite of what we said until now. If it'll be v'ita, then it'll have the guards of Evan Kevis. It'll be supernatural. There'll be no accidental murders. We live in a wholly different kind of a world. If it's Be'ita. But if it's Achishana, there'll be a Dorsha Kula Zakai. Ozia Olam Kiman Hago Noeg. The opposite of the Arachayim HaKadosh, right? The Arachayim HaKadosh said there are two different kinds of Gula. One is going to be Mashiach Zedekah from Shemayim, the whole total new kind of world. And one's going to be Anarach HaKamar, you know, seems like it's going to be much more natural. He says the other way around. If it's Adi Rav HaChamor to be, which is going to be the Be'ita, so when the time comes, the world's going to change. If it's going to come early, the world's not going to change. Exactly the Amish, the reverse. Ein bein olam adil amos ha-mashiach, elishim v'malchus b'vada. That's how the Rambam passes. Rambam passes that way. So I thought the Pshat was the Rambam passes that way, because we're not zoicha to an Achishena, it's coming Be'ita. He says exactly the reverse to Meshachok. That's what it says. Im Yachav Hashem Elokei Olas Gevucha Ki Sishmo Las Yisas Kol HaMitzvah. That's Achishena. That means the world is going to be, according to the Meshachok, naturally. Then there are going to be murders in Bishogeg. Then you have to have three Orei Mikla. But if it's not going to be that way, if it's not going to be Ki Sishmo, and it's going to be at the end of days, and there's going to be no accidental murder. So it's just to give it an idea how things can be exact from one extreme to the other. So we don't really know. We don't know. Who knows? But that's what we're trying to figure out what the case is going to be like, the Rambam says. And I'm not going to try to figure it out either. Okay? We'll leave it at that. This is as far as establishing a Yom Tov. If establishing a Yom Tov requires, as Rav Lichtenstein said, a certain emunah in the future, so we can understand very well why not everyone shares that emunah. Can there be a Chalila V'chaser reversing of what happened until now? That's what we just saw Machlokes about in recent Machabrim. Rabbi Shech Tashlit, if I'm not mistaken, held that Yom HaTzmut is a Yom Tov, because he held it to be irreversible along the lines of Rav Herzog, based upon the Ramban. But Yom Yerushalayim, he wasn't sure, because there's no special promise about Yerushalayim. You know, they want to internationalize the city now, take it away from us. There's no guarantee it's not going to happen. So he wasn't so keen on that. That's what I recall hearing him say in the past. Okay, that's as far as establishing a Yom Tov. And in this beautiful Sefer, they talk about the questions of Sfira and here, there. What about Hallel? Let's talk a little bit about Hallel before I get to some, a little more about Yom Yerushalayim. What about Hallel? So there's a Tshuva or a Bavadja. Let's take a look and see what he says. Hallel to Brocha Hamir. There you go. Rabbi goes right to it. Okay? He quotes a Mefurash Gemara. Hallel. Al Kot Sotzor Shlotov Olam. Shinrami Menu, you owe me also Al Gulasam. Okay. So it's true, the Bahag says, It's not just a person as an ace. You need what? Kan knifin kulon Yisrael. You say halach. Only when the Torah will call Yisrael, then you say halach. Okay, and he quotes others who say exactly the same thing. Fine. I mean, he only quotes this also as well. Has to be for Kol Yisrael, not for Yochid. Okay, that seems to be clear. Okay, fine. Aye, Nes Chanukah was only until Shavu Eretz Yisrael Bulvat, and they said Halo to Bracha. So the Mefarshim asked this question. What asked this question? Well, that was different. They wanted to destroy the base of Mikdash. That's called Tzoros Kol Yisrael. Different. Well, you know, one can argue that way. It's no question. That's a possible argument. Oh. What's this? Here we go. Quote to Gemara. Mem ches neviim amdu li Yisroel v'lo hosiru v'lo ha-mashakosim v'torah l'mikram begilim v'ne chanukah my dorish kal v'chomim v'avdus l'cheiris amin an shira v'imomis l'chaim l'kol shkei. Okay, fine. I chanukah na nes kol Yisroel must speak as a basic English kind. Oh, v'cho yara docha netuya d'amina v'horis d'av gimel. Omra Vasil Vahoro Alakharov Yoshva Yeret Israel Shinemar Payashlomus Hachag Bahol Yisrael Imo Kal Godam Mitrahamas and Akamatrayim. The Fair Shabakana Shiva Sam Shiva Yam. Mirtik Sivka Bahol Yisrael Imo, call Godam of Vokamas Nakamatrayan Lomali. Shamina. How did you recall? How the Khutsar so we can recall. Oh. So Khanak was Yoshva Yeret Israel. Can ask the Khol Yisrael. So if that's the case, of course, Yom HaTzimut was certainly a Yeshua for all of the people living in Eretz Yisrael. No question about it. That's Pashup Shah. That's it. That's it. That's the Pashup Shah. And it seems to me that's the correct Shah. Rabbi Avadya quotes it. He doesn't like it. No, that's only for Horo. That's the Sugi of Horius. But not for other things. That's difficult. We'll see soon that there are. Oh, at least that's the Rav Avadya. So, Ayin Repirish Mishnayis the Rambam Perigdal the Bechoros Chavtes Vav Yud Lamed. That means what he's basically saying is the Rambam's against him, but he can somehow get out of it. He's saying, you know, that's what he's saying. The Rambam is against him. Rambam says it. For other areas as well, we say that only Kal Shaber Tzisrael. I guess we should really look it up. No, I can get back here. Let me first clear out of here because I don't know where that. Okay. Rambam. Let's see what it says. Mishnah. Choros. Dalit. Rami. What is it? Oh, Fisher Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Hey Mashani Kron Kol, Vashem Kron Kol, Akol, Afilu Hayu Asara Achodim, Ben Choshin the Mishizulos and Bechutzos, Moshe Biyana Bahorios. There's nothing to do with Hora over here. Nothing. See, Klar from the Rambam, it's not limited to Hora. Rabbi Vat himself quotes it. But then he says, well, Vav Yud Lamed. What does Vav Yud Lamed mean? I mean, I know what it means, but I don't see it. Pashup Shat seems to me that the Raya from the Rambam is an excellent Raya. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter quoted that Raya, that this is in fact correct. And the Neis Chanukah is the proof. As a matter of fact, in the same place, he quotes over here, Pirish Rashi, how the Chanukah Shekevish in the Vim Tiknu Shiomer Nosan Al Kotsora Shilotovo Alem Shinigalim Imena Yomer also Al Gulasam Kidarisa Dabi. You see clear that the Chanukah the Halal is not because of the Beis Hamikdash, it's because there was a Tzara which all of Klal Yisrael Shebi Eretz Yisrael was saved against the Maratz Chayis and Shabbos Chafal that he quotes that says that the challah is because of the neis of Pach HaShemen. It's not true. The mitzvah of Nerchai is in the Pach HaShemen. But the challah is, we say, that's enough on Arashi. Because of the military victory, we're saved from our enemies. That's Poshup Shat. That's Poshup Shat. Poshup Shat. Fine. It's interesting. The quote, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, you saw it at the very beginning. Remember? When he's trying to quote the whole idea that when he's a tzar for the rabbin, Rabbeinu Yonah, where did he quote Rabbeinu Yonah? Watch this. But it's something else here which is really not quoted. He left out a little bit. You saw what he says over here? Sounds good. Watch this. How am I going to get it? Showing it. Oh, no. What daffy? I don't know the daffy of the daffy or riff by heart. To see what happens. Just throw a guess. No. Try
when you put Yudal, was he referring to the Dape, right?
No, the Yudal is Dape Gemara. What's happening? No, it's after this. Try a guess. Oh, found it. Look at this. Shebishah shelekol Yisrael tzor kodesh brocha osagmon neis medi yontif. And he said, Hallel. Then I make a brocha. Neis shenas chol Yisrael. But then this part of Rabbi left out. Dichsiv. Chisovo milchoma biyatzchem al atzar atzor eschem v'ariosem b'chatzosros. That's very, very important. Why is that so important? That's what it says Beferish. Commentary to Yisrael, Tzar Tzor Eschem. That seems to be a Raya Barura. A Raya Barura. Seems to me. Double Pashut. That's what it's talking about. This is the source. Rabbi Radu left that out. Strange. That's Knuvah Nechol Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. That's Pashup Pshat. That seems to me to be the Pshat in the Gemara Daf Yudal and Megillah. That there's no. Oh, what were they before? Oh, see, I was silly. I erased it already. Go back and get it again. Oh, yeah, actually, I take it back. We never saw it. We only saw it quoted in the Ravadja. We didn't see it yet. Yeah. Megillah. Famous Gemara. What happened over here? Mikra Megillah, Avos Lecheres Hamashira, Mavos Lechaim Lekolshke. Say Hallel. Three answers. Chutz Laretz. Okay. What else? Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. Okay. And what else? The third teretz. Kriyas Hazuri Leila. Megillah is like Hallel. No. In the events of 1948, none of these three apply. It was in Eretz Yisrael. We became independent, and there's no Megillah. So Pashut should be a chiyuv to say, Hallel. How do you know a chutz laretz doesn't count? I thought based on what we just saw. Chisavo mechama bi'atzachem. Fine. Fine. We're not Dechashverish. They declared independence. And here they said, we are independent. We're no longer subject to England or anybody else. Now, that's a Chorai Buru. The three reasons don't apply. So here, Bavadi says something which I do not understand. If you can explain it to me, I just don't understand what he's saying. he's aware of this. Avadu kol haTorah. Well, it's true. He succeeded, etc. They were. And Avadu goes until he was there. He lived through it. Ligbor al oyveinu v'soneinu rabam v'atzumim mutzionim meidim haneshik atechmoshem. And despite that, heim akov v'nafolum. He quotes the Maritz Chayes, who says Chanukah is because of the nays of the Pach Hashem. That's not correct. It's against enough in the Rashi. M'chila. So there. So chinu b'chazni Hashem l'naseach l'soyveinu v'rabam v'atzumim kevan shlo yosu zavim miderech ha-teva. Yeah? Therefore, there's no halal. Frekter b'vadi against himself, an obvious question. Purim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No, right? When I was growing up, what they call Purim? A nes what? This, the ultimate nes, this is Purim? No. Yishlama, hosu nami choshev yotzi v'minig olam, sherei bitel kisvi ha-melech, hepech das poros v'moda. No. V'yod shahorai korav l'shmonim elef m'bnei umas l'avu avas isha achas. No. What? People do. What is he saying? That's exactly what an Esther is. I don't understand him at all. I do not understand. That is an Esther. It is. It's true. Watch this really quick. But the Rabban, they always have something to quote. Watch this. He says, watch. I haster haster ponai. Oh, it's an Esther. Yeah. And he quotes those who say it. Yeah, of course, but all it means is a nice nister. Didn't break any laws of nature. I don't understand what Bavadi is saying. I just don't understand. Of course, it's Yotzi Minigola. Doesn't it? It's Giborim Biat Chaloshim. We understand that. I don't understand what he's saying. Don't understand. Oh. Now, here's it. But here he also raises a totally legitimate issue which I want to bring to your attention. Oh. Look what he says. Rashi is a Psachim. Almost al Gulasim mitgon Chanukah. Nu. Exactly what he said. That you say it on the deliverance, not saying it on the Pach HaShemen. Watch this. Bramholo Tavra. Shadei Neshel Pach HaShemen Sofo Mechir Al Tchilos V'Shakol B'Ashkocha Neflo Shakodesh Baruch. Or, Od Yesh Lomar, Shekavon Atzrashi Al Osa Shor Shenitzolu Me'atzor V'Niglu Mimena Al Lekvo Halo L'Doros V'Deshona B'Shona. You need Yotzim V'Natev. Then he quotes the Rashi and Tanis says exactly the opposite. Oh, but then what he says is false. Chasam Sofer holds be mechanical purim in our Torah from the Kal V'Chomer Megillah Yudalit. Abbasam Becheres Hamashir Moschan Kolshkein. Yeah, every year. But then the Tziv in Hamek Sheila says Ha Kal V'Chomer Darmina Megillah Dafkav Osa Shosh and Nigalu Avalova B'Chol Shana V'Shana Zerak Med Rabbanon. Against the Chasam Sofer, I think the Siv is correct. That's my Masorah for my Rabbein. And therefore, I'm saying to you as follows, it's only with Rabbanan in subsequent years, we do not have the ability to make new Takonis Bizman Azeh. That's why I believe it's not correct to say Halal the Bracha nowadays, based upon this Nitziv. We cannot make new Takonis nowadays. That's the reason. Nothing to do with anything else that Rabbi Vajra said. This is the reason. This is the reason. Cain, Nira, Lee. Both. We can't make new takanas. I'm saying halal, I think it's very appropriate. Although, according to my Rebbe and many others who said before him, you should say at the end of the davening without a bracha. In the middle of the davening, you shouldn't say it for a variety of reasons. But to say a bracha, to me, I don't think it's possible. If you're only chasam sofer, maybe. I'm not saying you agree with the. Forgive the expression, the politics of the descendants of Chasam Sofer, but if you agree with the Chasam Sofer and that is a chiv on a level of Doraisa to say hal on the anniversary of an ace, even in a Purim like ace, then I can understand it. But I think the Nitziv is correct, and therefore you cannot say it with a bracha. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Vadi has a few other pikpukim. Watch this. Some say it's Aschalta de Gula, okay. Close to the Yerushalmi, Kima, Kima, beautiful. Bischav Mechalas Al Degulim, Abigail Yud Zayin, close to Rav Kasher, says Das Torah, Kol B'doli Hador, they call Akamas Pinis Yisrael B'Shem Aschal Al Degulah. Gentlemen, never make inferences from a cruise that has people signed on the bottom. You never know if they showed the final text. Well, you signed it on the text, it was a political announcement in 1949 to vote for the Chazit Datit Meuchedet. It was one group, one party of all religious Jews got together. And then in that cruise it said Eschal de Gula. Doesn't mean that everyone who signed on the bottom knew that that was there. And maybe he signed even if he knew it was there because he felt it was politically expedient, even in the not masking every last letter in the cruise. So I take this with a couple of grains of salt. Okay? Nonetheless, Rav Aderach Lefanei Kedei Negia LaMenucha VeLaNachla Mibchinat Medina Tzvayit Mibchinat Musarit VeRuchanit. You can't say Allah Nebracha. It can't be. I'm still in the middle of the Talich. It's not complete. Look, Manigay Tzvah Zerol Namros Tvusos HaMapalot SheNachlu Odem Aymim HaShkem VaHarev LaTes HaMilchama Negdenu UMenaf Nefim BeCharbo Seyem UVeKashto Seyem. And he goes to Pesuk Ani Shalom V'Chidam Eman HaMilchama. Yeah, and our friends Ponu Orav LaPonim in the previous wars Kama Miyut Mifza Kadesh Sheish LaYamim HaTasha, that's the war of attrition. Achron Hichmin Mechemes Yom Kippurim Lo Shalafti Lo Shakati Lo Nafti V'Yavarogus, but I know it's Tanakh by heart too. V'odena Techlena Eno Shuas Yisrael Amitis Ayde Sur Yisrael V'Gowalo Asan Hashem B'chayim L'mon R'mon R'gleinu Huli Hashem Shalano Asay Chayim Bludim. That's on the military side. U'michinar Ruchanit, he went down Elef Malas Acharanis. This is Dardus Musoris Madhima Hamatiranut, permissiveness, Goveres Ves Parkus, promiscuity, Mishtolelas Barosh Kochutzos, Choset Sneas, Big Day Preaches, Sipin Pornografia, Visrate Kol Noah Mavishim, Chilul Shabbat Vifaresia, Psicha Zilase Trefa, Vamadam Avilim, Kahena Vahena, Meos Alfi Yisroel, Mischanchim Vimosos Chinuchlo Datiim, Visnakil Kolkotchi Yisroel, Terrible. How can we say how? This is what we're waiting for 2,000 years. We're waiting to Torah and Mitzvahs. So says Rabbi Vaj. So many things, Shchinta Begalusa, they don't say Halyom Atzmud at all. Not without a bracha. Because they see such terrible things that are happening. Okay. He quotes Yaskel Avdi, says that for that same reason. Because there's still problems that we're facing. Says Rabbi Vajra, I will not lie to you. Despite all this, there are great things happening. Oh, there are great things happening. There are more Jews learning Torah now than ever in history. History. And it's beautiful. It's terrific. It's fantastic. And he's so great. We've been saved. Oh, then he says as follows. Nonetheless, you shouldn't say with a bro. Why? Abod shrichel lehodos, birchos agaymo, chol neshin esrape. It's not what you're esrape. You're still in the middle. You don't bench Goimel. Let me ask you a question. What happened at the end of Hanukkah, at the end of Purim? After Purim was over, there was intermarriage unprecedented. Ezra had to try to fix up later on. And after Hanukkah, it was a disaster. All the sons of Matisyahu were killed, one after the other. And there was plenty of civilization in the Malchus Hashmonoim. As well. And it was Greek culture as well. So that shouldn't take us over saying Hallel. I don't understand it. Then he has another unbelievable thing. This is mind-boggling. We shouldn't say Hallel. You know why? The Arabs died. Pile ploy. Then he also says, thousands of our own soldiers were killed. That's a much more serious problem. Says Rabbi Vajra, that's not true. Doesn't make a difference. Even though that is true. Of course, my son told me, yeah. He says, no, it's really not the case. He says, we weren't saved that day. That was the day we established independence. It's not a simcha shlema. He doesn't want to make a halachah, be a shash of bracha levatol. On the other hand, there are those who disagree. They should say hallel. Bad things happened. No, if somebody dies, What's it did? You say Baruch died and Emes, he died. You say Hatov HaMetiv because he got a Yerusha. So that's what Rabbi Kasha said. I wasn't the end of the war, but he does admit that that was the day we were able to bring in all the Jews from all over the world, including from his own country, right? From Iraq, they brought in, you know, they let the Jews in. So it's a great thing. Interestingly, so he has two kashas. Number one, Ma'aseh Mayam, and number two, it's not the day of the end of the war. So I want to say, Kul Shachas B'Teresus B'Chavrata. Yeah? Why? I'll show you a Meshech Chochma, second Meshech Chochma for the day. I'm going to find this. I'll go to the last part, maybe we'll find it. It's at the end. Maybe it'll come up. Yeah, but it's right there. I can't get it. Maybe it's here. Hold on. Maybe I'll have it here. I doubt it. It's one of those things you can't get. It's printed at the end of. The Meshech Chochma on the Megillah says, "Kayom Asher Nachu." We don't celebrate the day of the victory because the masses, they were killed. They waited for the next day. Okay, Kumi and Chanukah. The war ended on the 24th day, as many say, and they made the challah on the next day. And they made 8 days of challah. They combine the Pach HaShemen, so you can make a challah whenever the day when you, even if it took longer for everything to happen. That happened on Heir. All the reasons of the Megillah Megil do not apply. So what is it? There's much room to say halal without a bracha. Yes. Correct. But hey,
it
was the
beginning. It wasn't the day we rested. It was the beginning of the war.
I understand. What I'm trying to point out is, it's Adaram. It could be the day before the war, the day after the war. They have to be Kovei a particular day. The war still hasn't ended. Rav Shapta is going to say that the war's still going on without interruption. So you have to pick one day. So I want to end, because my time is up, by just quoting very briefly from an article in this Sefer by Rav Sraya Dablitsky. Rav Sraya Dablitsky is a tremendous goyin of a kubul of Bal Halacha. This is B'nai Brak. He's well into his 90s by now. Entitled, Kviyas Yom Odoyo Le'acha Melchemes Sheshes Hayom. Now, he's not have the time to read the whole thing, but the Kitzan Nimitz, there are many Purims that were established in many places. And then he writes on page Samach Beis. What happened to us last year, he wrote in 1968, the Nisim Gedolim Yeshua Gedolah Shabbalah Shnitzalim Babas Batuach L'chaim. Because we prayed throughout the world. Jews prayed in 67 in America, in Israel, in Europe, everywhere. And if you look at all the miracles that happened in the Purims that were established, dozens of Purims, Purim Frankfurt and Purim Baghdad, he'll say those Purims, Be'erech HaNisim Shekorlanu, in Israel last year, Hare HaNisim HaEim in Frankfurt and Baghdad, etc., Heim Be'emes, quote, Mischak Purim Lo Muslim. It's a Purim spiel compared to them. What happened? Nothing really happened then. Gives one example, Purim Frankfurt, what happened? There was a rumor there would be a pogrom. It didn't happen. They made a Purim, and the Chasam Sofer kept it, even though it was in Pressburg. And it was 100 years later, born 100 years after the non-event. He doesn't understand how you can't make a. So he says, so when nothing happened in 67, he figured, oh, everyone's just in too much of a tumult. Too much of a tumult. People said halal. I was there myself. Whenever they said halal or tehillim, when they said, everyone did what they did, even though there was no. there was no official pronouncement except for the chief rabbi. People said that Rov Ruba Shalakal said Halal, they made Hodaya by the local shuls, they made Sudas Mitzvah and Hodaya. But some shuls did nothing, not a one word. Lo Mila Acha Shal Toda Vezimah Lo Osofas Hosof Av Ktan Tana Vesed Rat Tfilah. Why? Because certain rabbis were quiet, as if it didn't happen to them. So you say, well, okay, the first year there was a tumult, but for this year, a year later, what happened? The chief rabbi said what they said. They're modals, what not to say and what not to do. Nothing positive. Not from the West Doliat Torah, Rosh Yeshivas, Agudas Yisrael, Balatay the Haredis. That Kulam, B'liotzim, and Aklal, Hoyu, B'osam, and X. And I'm reading these dramatically. These are his words on page Samach Dal. Kulam, Hoyu, Miyuadim, Chas V'sholom, Lashmoda, Totalis, Be'achzorius, Kedugmas, Kivshone, Auschwitz, Umeidanek. What's going on? He's writing from passion. His words. Hakol arachav tmei v'yishrei derech kamo ken chela gadol meod v'shal gadol yitorah she'en linkol v'shmosam mibni netilas v'shus kilo shlo regilim kela shlo regilim nefarsin v'atzim es datam v'pumbi omdu v'omdu tmeim l'nochav tofaz v'shal ikir minag yisrael midor dar ein lokol hezber hegyoni. So there were many different things that people done privately. It's absurd, he says. Shmiras char de yusov v'yirah shemayim shal adam Shetomad nikba be'enei ha'amon they ribui tefilas brachas tilim. Now it's measured by what you don't say backwards. Those who say nothing, oh, they're the charedim b'yosef. Those who thank Hashem, nitzrochel b'dikah. Got to check the tzitzis. Can't believe it. He doesn't understand. Then they have two modals from chutzlar to rabbi. The chutzlar to rabbi, they're telling us what we can't do, what we can't do. He doesn't understand. It's possible for people to say such a thing. He doesn't understand. He says okay, you don't want to say halal the bracha, don't say halal the bracha. You don't want to say halal at all, say something else. Something. He says, you know, all the chulgim have to get together because kulan hayo be'osav hanes. The problem is that was written in 1968. Now we're 2017, and we're still waiting for the people to come together. We're still waiting. Unfortunately, they still haven't come together. And unfortunately, there's still many people who have nothing, zero. Very, very painful. Painful. Has to be. I don't know. Very difficult to explain. You don't want to make a full yontif because you can't have a yontif for Klaus or Baltosif. You can't compare it to Purim Frankfurt because Purim Frankfurt was only for a small kilo. That's what Shefter wrote about that. Okay, I understand. So don't make a yontif. You don't want to say Hallel. Because halal is the chayav of begadah. If you say halal b'chol yom, I can understand that too. Say one parak of tilim, something. Leave a tachlon at least. They left a tachlon for every little narish guy. Leave a tachlon. No. So, again, I'm sure everyone means the Shem Shemayim. The real truth, of course, is the elephant in the room, which is not, he's not printing over here, is that because the chief rabbi of Israel, which many groups don't agree with, are the ones who established this day called Yom Yerushalayim. So therefore we can't go along with it, because if we go along with it, we're in effect giving some kind of a gushpanka to the chief rabbi, which we can't afford to do. It may lead people to become Zionistic, something along these lines. That's the real reason. I'll just read you with this little last line like this. Lo namin shelef sharut shekayemes k'ela shehishtu es atzma shem yaru larotzim aproim es tudat hazayut shelahem. They're not Zionists. I'll show you my aunt, I'll show you my Aguda or my Turekarta. You know, then the Arabs are not going to kill us. How do you tell me about this? Important line. On the other hand, they have their reasons why they're doing nothing. So we're out of time. So I didn't have a chance to tell you about my own personal stories of Yom Yerushalayim. I thought I would tell you about it. I can't. I'm telling a few other places, but I just don't have the time to say it now. Maybe one day. Also, you'll hear it from some other place. But having lived through it myself and telling you how true it was, the stories that I'll perhaps tell you some other time, or you'll hear from some other place, it seems to be that it's appropriate that we at least take some recognition of the Nissan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in the time of 1948, the time of 1967, which is resolved to the Gula Shlema, the Mayor of Yameinu, Amen. If someone wants these things, I'll just...